Hi, this is a dictation for Natasha Murray, Natasha Murray. The date of service is 4/27/2022. Date of birth is 7/22/1986. And date of accident is 2/12/2021. The patient is here for a follow-up evaluation. She was discharged from service on 3/29/2023. And now she insists to be seen. She reported that in February she was not able to come due to the doctor being involved in surgery, personal surgery, and she couldn't get an appointment. But I do not agree with that. The patient has had episodes of not showing up since 7/1/2022 for procedure, for 10/11/2022, 1/31/2023, 2/27/2023. She never showed up, and again in March, and she was not aware. The last time she was seen was 12/14/2021, and hence she's a non-compliant patient, and she also has not been interested in any invasive treatment like injection treatment for LESI and CSI that were recommended to her before. And or in the shoulder area. Yes, my dear. And so pain level is 8 according to her in the neck and the lower back, since she has not had any pain medication. She also has reported that she never had any physical therapy, but she has tried chiropractic treatment with Dr. Mustafa and acupuncture. However, we have no records suggesting all that. Mild headaches are reported, 8 on a scale of 1 to 10, that last few hours without any nausea or vomiting. Those are the issues she has. No radiculopathy is reported. No weakness of the arm and legs is reported, or fall, or any other major issues. ADLs that are reported are affected up to 8. Sleep is affected 7. 50% improvement has been reported by the patient since the time of accident. For system review, please look into the chart. And then substance abuse and compliance history, please check the chart. And for additional history, physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 128/105, pulse is 80, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the exam will be from a previous visit of 12/14/2022. Dictation number is 1221-070. And the diagnosis remains the same. Plan is as follows. The patient has a irregular visit history of last 8 months. She has not come to visit us, and she comes whenever she feels like it, and is also not interested in any injection treatment. So our role is minimal in this case, and hence we have discharged her so that she can continue seeing Dr. Mustafa, who is a chiropractor of her own. So that is all she wants to do. And there is a very mild subacromial bursitis, for which possibly one or two injections can be given. And her MRI for brain was normal. And the trace of retrolisthesis L5 and S1 is present, but I don't think it's really major. There's a lot of facet arthropathy, as well as a trace of bulging disc at C5-6. All this information has been discussed. Her pain in the wrist is resolved mostly, and shoulder pain is around 6 at this time, and there is no rotator cuff trauma. She can raise her arms all the way to 180 degrees. So blood pressure is 128/105, pulse is 80, pulse ox is 99, and the rest of the exam is the same from previous visit of 12/14/2022, 1/2/21-70. And so physical therapy, I have discharged her from physical therapy since she has already spent 2 years in getting, her date of injury is 2/12/2021. I think sufficient physical therapy, chiropractic and acupunctures have been done on her. And if she doesn't looking for any injection treatment, will discharge her from our service also. In addition, she also doesn't require any major She also doesn't want any surgical consultation also, and I don't think surgery is needed. Any surgical consultation is not needed. She's put back on a light duty job, 7 hours, 5 days with 10 pounds. Hospital replacement services and transportation help. A cervical pillow was ordered as she requested. She was continuing to see a neurologist, neuropsych, and a therapy and counseling is being done. For now, I have provided her a medication which is Celebrex 200 mg daily, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day, Protonix 20 mg twice a day, and Ultram 50 mg twice a day, PRN for pain relief, Wellbutrin 150 mg PRN, and Pregabalin 50 mg. Lidocaine ointment is provided. Thank you.